We are in the northeast corner up at deck level, looking down perfectly here at Vanderbilt Gymnasium. It's Gordon and Winchester to jump it up, and up she goes, and the tip is controlled by Brownsburg, and Warsaw comes out in a half-court trap right off the bat. Steers down to the far sideline for Bradley, back out to Steers, now to Bradley. Steers, right side for Toomey, down inside. Gordon shot it too high, no good. Rebound tipped to the baseline, grabbed by Bricker for the Lady Tigers. Bricker, long pass down court into traffic, tipped and out of bounds. Last touched by the Bulldogs. We had a perfect view of that pass. I don't know how Josh thought she was going to get that one through there because there were two defenders in the way and they both got a hand on it. Neely, right at the key beyond the arc, looking for cutters, finds Zartman, who'll turn and shoot a 25-footer and hit it. She was 6 of 11 at Huntington North, and she's got the first 3 points of the game here in the second semifinal. Center Grove won the opening game 72-24 over Jeffersonville. Down in deep, Gordon turns and shoots, again a little hard, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Gordon, and Warsaw's got the ball back. In that game last Wednesday at Huntington, Zartman, 26 points, 9 of 16 shooting, 6 of 11 from the arc, and made both of her free throw attempts. Chastain near sideline, out to Winchester, around to the left for Bricker. Bricker up the baseline, all the way inside, puts it up and in. Bricker's first two makes it 5-0. Warsaw, we played a minute. They get it in to Bradley in the backcourt against Zartman. Bradley up the near sideline, across the line, stops, Ryan turns right into a trap, and a whistle, and she stepped out of bounds. Bradley trying to manage the ball right in front of the Warsaw bench. Stepped on the sideline right in front of the official. Warsaw's got it back up 5-0. So far, so good from the Lady Tigers. Bricker will walk it across the timeline, hand to the center circle to Winchester. Winchester starts right, dribbles down the wing, hands back to Bricker. Bricker then stops, comes back to Zartman. She'll turn and shoot for three again. This time it's no good. Chastain got a hand on the rebound, but it's Gordon that grabs it for Brownsburg. In transition, Bradley up the middle of the court, flips it back out. That is Hendricks. Now to Steers. Up the right side, Bradley, and a foul is going to be called against Warsaw. Foul on Chastain, her first. First the game on either team. Out of bounds to the Bulldogs on the baseline. As we said, Brownsburg wearing black uniforms, purple numbers trimmed in white. Warsaw in the home white uniforms, black numbers trimmed in orange. In the lane, half hooked by Hendricks, rolls in. Hendricks has the first 2 points of the game for the Lady Bulldogs. And the pass down to the near end is tipped out of bounds, and it will remain Warsaw basketball right in front of the Brownsburg bench right down here below us from our northeast corner vantage point. Chastain will throw it in. Warsaw stacks the inbounds. They get it in easily to Bricker. She'll walk it into the center circle with the dribble. Now they clear out the right side. She'll take it, spin in the lane. Off-balance shot against three defenders, no good. Gordon's got the rebound for Brownsburg. 5-2 Lady Tigers. We played just over 2 minutes. Steers across the line, hits the brakes, hands it back for Hendricks. Hendricks up the left side, shoots it, no good. Tipped and out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Lady Tigers. Gordon, again at 6'6". Very tall, long arms, very strong. Went over the top of a Lady Tiger who is much shorter than she was and was not called for a foul. Again, they clear out the right. Bricker beyond the arc. Out to the top of the circle for Neely. Back to Zartman, left side. She shoots for three. No good. Rebound tipped to the baseline, out of bounds. Last touch by Winchester. It belongs to Brownsburg again. Warsaw coming with full court pressure. All 10 players still on this end of the court. Toomey to throw it in. She lobs it out to Gordon. Gordon now flips ahead for Hendricks. Up the right side against Zartman. She turned into a double team and dribbled the ball off her own leg and out of bounds. So far, what the scouting report said has turned out to be true. Kelsey Wren will come into the game. Chastain will come out. If you pressure the guards, you can create opportunities to steal the ball or force turnovers. So far, Warsaw has been able to do just that. Bricker across the line will hand off to Wren. Wren spins back to the near side. In the corner, Winchester will try a three from the corner. That's a little long, and the rebound's grabbed by Toomey for Brownsburg. And then she lost the ball. It's taken away by Bricker. Out to Neely. Underneath the Wren, reverse layup is good. I don't know that Warsaw forced that turnover as much as they just took advantage of it. It's 7-2, and a foul is going to be called against Alexis Neely, who was closely guarding Bradley as she crossed the line. Neely with her first foul. 7-2 Lady Tigers, 4:49 left to play in the quarter. Here comes Layla Knapp into the game for Warsaw for Neely. Center Grove, the number four team in 4A, won the first game 72-24 over Jeffersonville. Elle McCullough is into the game for Brownsburg. Again, she is the only other player other than Gordon that averages double figures. Three from the right, no good. Tipped and grabbed by Zartman for the Lady Tigers. Zartman will take off up the middle of the floor, angles toward the near side, back to a trailing Winchester. Now to the right side for Zartman. Down to the wing, picks up her dribble, lobs it back out for Winchester. Not a Wren. The thing about Gordon is she'll come away from the basket to guard you. Right now, the basket area is wide open. Winchester at the baseline. One hands it backwards to Bricker. No good for three. Rebound grab by McCullough. Foul called on the Lady Tigers. Winchester with her first. Team's third of the quarter. We're almost halfway through it. Gordon will take a break. And they will bring into the game Morgan Montgomery, a 5'10 junior. So they go from 6'6 to 5'10. This kind of levels the playing field, so to speak. And it's Montgomery who accepts the inbounds pass. Long pass down court. Driving in is Steers. Couldn't get very far. Long jump shot right wing. No good by Toomey. Oh, it goes in. It bounced around and went through. It's 7-4. Bricker up the right side, beats a girl down the baseline, and a whistle and a foul call. Foul called, and I believe the foul is against Hendricks. That's her first. Free throws coming up for Bricker, 74%, which is a really good percentage, but on this team, it's third best. Free throw up and good. It was Emma Hendricks' foul. Her first against the Bulldogs. Winchester is out. The five out there now for Warsaw. Neely, Wren, Zartman, Knapp, and Bricker, who shoots the second of her two free throws, and she made them both. Jocelyn with four. Warsaw leads 9-4. 3:50 left to play here in the opening quarter. McCullough at midcourt to Toomey, then down to the far corner for Steers. Steers trapped in the corner, up the baseline, got around Neely, flips it out to the near side. A drive in by Hendricks, shot up no good. Rebound Bradley, back up and in. Sienna Bradley with her first two, and it's 9-6. Bricker up the left side, sees some space, takes it down to the block, got cut off, back out Neely, wide open for three. Long rebound tip by Bricker, and Neely couldn't get to it. It's going to be out of bounds to Brownsburg. Again, we told you about the Lady Tigers' troubles from beyond the arc. Just 29% in their last five games. Winchester back in for Knapp. Gordon back into the game for Brownsburg. And she'll come in for Toomey. But I watched in pregame warmups, because we had some extra time in the way they did this, as they flip it inside to Gordon, and she turns and puts it in from the right block. 9-8, Warsaw by one. Zartman. In transition, Bricker back out to Winchester. Her contested three, banks no good. And the rebound's grabbed, and a foul is going to be called on Warsaw. And that's going to be Neely's second foul of the first quarter. And right away, Delaney Villema pops off the bench and heads to check in. So not a good start here for the Lady Tigers, even though they're leading 9-8. But to finish my point, Warsaw struggled shooting the basketball just in the warm-up. And I started counting because I had time to do that because of the length of the pregame show. As they pass the ball down inside, shot up and good, and a foul called. Montgomery scores. She gives Brownsburg the lead 10-9, and she'll have a chance for a three-point play. The foul is called on Delaney Villema. That is her first. So Brownsburg has the big number on the board for the first time. I watched Warsaw miss 16 three-pointers in a row. In a part of the warm-up in which they are shooting nothing but three-pointers. Free throw no good by Montgomery. Bricker the rebound for Warsaw. She breaks out, runs into Gordon, steps back for a three-pointer. That's off the mark. Rebound grab by McCullough, who at 5'11 towered over Villam at 5'3 to get that board. Steers the other way, down to the right block. Ran over Winchester. No whistle. Steers banks it in. I believe it is a 10-0 run here by the Lady Bulldogs. They lead by three. Bricker, Winchester off a screen, into a double team, through a bad pass, taken away. Threw it right in the hands of Gordon, who knocked it free. McCullough grabs it, takes off with it. Cross-court pass, Hendricks down in deep. Gordon shoots over Winchester and put it in again. This was the concern. If you're going to play this way, Brownsburg is going to have the huge advantage because Gordon is just too big and too strong. Chastain out top Villema, right wing for Zartman, off a screen Bricker. Now a cutting Winchester, fakes the pass, cross-court pass Villema. She drives in the lane, shoots over Gordon, and puts it in. Delaney with her first 2 points of the season after missing most of the first half of the season, missing the first 12 games. Hendricks lost the ball, taken away. Zartman the steal, racing back the other way, drives in right hand to put off the glass, and good. Zartman with her second field goal. She's got five. Warsaw within one, 14-13. Cross-court pass Steers. Races to the right elbow, then all the way to the right corner. Flipped it back out to Hendricks, across to an open McCullough. Down in deep, wide open Montgomery for two. 16-13 Brownsburg, 1:18 left to play in the opening quarter. Right now, Warsaw can't stop the ball in the paint. Now Bricker at the left elbow. Jumps a pass into the corner. Winchester makes a head fake. Drives around Gordon, who grabbed her. Gordon knew that she was beat and grabbed a hold of Brooke to keep her from getting by. It should be a non-shooting foul. And they're trying to figure out who the foul was on. Because originally they called the foul on 24, and they don't have a 24 on their roster, let alone in the game. Gordon will come out. Maria Snowden checks in. Timeout on the floor. We'll figure it all out for you. 1:08 left to play here in the opening quarter. Brownsburg leads Warsaw 16-13. We're back here in 30 on News Now Warsaw. We get one more Saturday off before the program resumes. Saturday, January the 6th. Winchester up the baseline, one hands it near corner Zartman. Zartman back out the wing, Chastain to Villema, around to the left for Wren. She'll drive the baseline, float one high in the air from 8 feet. It's no good. Rebound grab by Snowden for Brownsburg. She'll outlet to the far side for McCullough. McCullough races down, runs off a screen by Snowden. High pick and roll down to Snowden underneath against Chastain, and she flips it up and in. Warsaw switched on the high pick and roll, and Snowden takes advantage. 18-13. Bulldogs with the lead. Zartman out to Villema, left side for Chastain. Back out to Wren, out to Winchester on the weave from right to left. Now to Chastain, left wing, flips it back to Villema. Now to Winchester, a three-pointer on the way. It's way off the mark, and the rebound's grabbed by McCullough, and Wren fouls. Well, the stats will be really interesting to see because I think Warsaw made their first one. Zartman made one right off the bat. And they haven't made anything from outside of 8 feet since. 18-13 Brownsburg, 21 seconds left. Bonus in effect, McCullough shoots. She's a 75% free throw shooter. Bricker back to the scorer's table to check in. First free throw is good. L. McCullough, 5'11 sophomore, puts it in. She comes in for Steers. Bricker in, Chastain out for the final possession of the opening quarter. McCullough puts that one up, and it's good too. 20-13 Brownsburg, 20 seconds left to play here in the opening quarter. Bricker across the line, standing in the center circle, bounces it right side for Villema. Winchester wants it down in the high post, but they can't get her the ball. Now Wren, 7 seconds. Bricker with six, with five. Bricker trying to shake free into a double team. One hands it off the glass. No good. Rebound to Snowden. That'll do it for the first quarter. After one, Brownsburg 20, Warsaw 13. We'll start quarter two after this 60-second break on News Now Warsaw.